Hello, Anchor. It's Bernie Gobach. I am an American living in Ireland. I have a website underway.ie where content I make in my hand, as I'm doing now on platform one of the Irish Rail Station in Clonmel, County Tipperary, goes out to the internet. I just want to leave behind a small little piece of information that delighted me when I discovered it. I looked up the words Underway in Ireland podcast using Google, a search engine many of you probably use as well, and I spotted all my Anchor content coming right in view. I can punch a little part of the search result and view more episodes, but fair play to Anchor for pushing the content out like that. I also looked up my own name. Just I used my words Bernie Goldbach. I spelled out G-O-L-D-B-A-C-H. Most people can't do that. Don't put a H there. They put a K there. Bernie Goldbach audio. And bang, the same results came up with regards to Anchor at the bottom of the search results. So if anything remains in people's minds about the push content or the pushing ability of Anchor, where Anchor puts you on many platforms, maybe my little result will give you hope to think, yeah, I'll use Anchor as a platform of interest. I'll use Anchor to push content out and let Anchor put me on many dozens of platforms around the internet where Google will certainly find you. You want to find more of me? Go to insideview.ie. Or if you wish, go to spreaker.com. Download the app and you'll get more of my shows. Shows that are a little more diverse than what I offer underway in Ireland here on Anchor. Thanks for listening. And the big thing is going to be this. Will what I'm doing now on version 2 of Anchor using a 3-year-old Android phone, will it push across to version 3 of Anchor where then also it shows up as a result on Google? I'll hold my breath and see. I'll check back on Saturday. The first Saturday of August to see, am I on Anchor version 3 and also on Google when you search for Underway in Ireland podcast. To see the images that go with that flow of content, use Top Gold, T-O-P-G-O-L-D, and you'll find my stuff on Instagram and on Flickr. Bye for now.
Hey Bernie, what's going on? The one and only here, a fried Oreo. And you mentioned something about the listenership dropping. Maybe for you it did, but for me it's actually tripled since I've been on version 3. So and my all time is like, we don't need to throw numbers around. But I think it kind of highlights your activity within the app, because I know you have openly talked about your dismay of version 3. And a lot of those old community people that you probably relied on for the listens are now on Lemur. So I think it highlights a lot of the fact of where your heart lies. And with Anchor stripping away the accessibility of your stuff being able to be listened to by random people, you have to do a little more work and effort to get your message out there, as you already stated.
Hey, Duan, thanks for that. I'm losing track of my own stuff here on Anchor. So I know I made a comment about listenership a few days ago, and I'm delinquent when it comes to dealing with call-ins. All the moaning I might do about connecting to people or having a lot of content or getting listeners, I mean, all that stuff is definitely down to activity level. That I'm spreading myself too thin, like you're saying, you know, I'm playing over on Lemur, mainly because it does automatic commenting. You know, you don't have to queue up. You don't have to go to a box and queue somebody's message up for listening. It just goes straight into the flow, like on version 1 of Anchor. I like that frictionless flow, but to each their own. Yeah, the numbers are interesting. You know, if you have a following that likes to interact with you, and you've got the ability to tag back in, you know, to listen to who's making comments and to flow it into something. A while back, I know people were concerned about, look, if I get call-ins, do they actually pertain to what I'm talking about? And, you know, there's a fine line you got to tread on that, because, you know, if you got your own little concept about show you want to make or an episode that you want to make, and someone calls in that's totally unrelated to that, what do you do? So, yeah, I know you hit it on the head, though, about how the system works. And, well, you know better than I do how this whole thing works here on Anchor. From what I'm seeing, it looks as though all the technology and all the efforts made by the Anchor development team is to have a voice at one end of a microphone or at the end of a phone, and it goes out to many platforms that Anchor has connected to, and your voice goes to a lot of places. So, you know, I'd hope that, okay, well then, if I can get that on my own 10, 15, 20 listeners on Spreaker without pushing it, well, shouldn't I get at least the same amount on Anchor or more? The numbers speak for themselves. Back in the days of Echo, 40 or 50 listeners per episode wouldn't be uncommon because you could echo stuff and people would listen to stuff that they have said that you have on your own platform, your own show. And I miss that. But the way the notifications work today, you know, you could call into a show like you did, and theoretically you'll get this call in as a notification that I took your call in from, it says like July 29th, and you'll get an indication on the 1st of August I did something with it. So maybe you'll stop back. But I do want to say thanks for stopping by and listening because, you know, everyone's busy. People have their own thing to do. And I take it as a great compliment that you're able to carve out some time and keep me on your dial and occasionally drop in and out. Fair play to that. I like that. For what it's worth, the episode, the segment that started this episode, I made it on a train platform, and it's curious to see how it comes in compressed. You can hear it. It sounds like I'm in a tunnel. And it's lower audio quality, and then your call comes in, it's higher audio quality. And now I'm at a desk, so there's something in the background that indicates that someone's trying to talk to me on my little Echo Dot, so I got to listen to it. Oh, I did ask my Echo for Fried Oreo and Fry Ed Oreo. Doesn't know you. What's going on there? Well, I thought you'd be on like TuneIn, like so many people are. Are you on TuneIn? Actually, I need to ask for the one and only. I'll do that. And if I find you, I'll put it as a trailer on this series of calls because I want to be one of the first people that finds the one and only on my Echo Dot. Thanks for calling, Duan. Now I'm going to scoot on over to your channel and see what's going on in Minnesota. Bye for now.
Say hello, Bernie.
Hello, Bernie.
How are you?
How are you?
We're good.
Okay.
I didn't have my sleep.
I didn't sleep.
I was naughty and I didn't sleep.
Naughty.
Okay. Big smile. Say bye, Bernie.
Bye, Bernie. Button.
Button.
Thank you, Condensation, and little voices. I like little voices. One of the things I miss, it's like a test of my listening ability. One of the things I miss is easy scrubbing and dropping in on people. And I guess I could trust version 3 and the wheel to do it, but the problem is it hangs. It's hard for me to tell who it is I'm listening to. It I play all, but then my screen shows nothing. So I don't know who's playing. I can tap the bottom of the screen. I can see the play element. So I can get the name there, I guess. I have a bad habit. It's an ingrown habit, a cultivated habit where I grew up with iTunes and I would sync whole libraries of content to my iPod. And then when the iPhone and when Android phones had podcatchers on, podcatchers that were actually better than iTunes, I started subscribing to content. And so I got more than 100 different podcasts on my phone that I've subscribed to. And some of them are double or triple subscriptions. So I have different podcatchers and some of them dynamically pick and download most current episodes of different people. I don't have enough time. It's a big time testing thing. I don't have enough time to listen to everything that I've subscribed to. Oh, well. So I miss out on a lot. And fair play to people. The big test on Anchor was, would people start churning up 30-minute episodes that would get in the way of other content? And that big test has proven the negative. In other words, people aren't doing that. They're actually making small segments, putting them out as episodes. Thank you very much. I do listen to people on version 2. It's always a test to find out, will what I make on 2 on my primary phone, my Android phone, will it go to 3? And at the top of this episode, you'll notice it did. That all worked. And thank you, people, for calling in and talking to me about it. And thank you, Anchor, for letting version 2 operate. The big test will be, will it continue to operate and let me use my primary phone? And another big test, can I get high-quality audio on it? Because right now, it's coming in much more compressed than what people like Barbara KB are doing with an iPhone 10. Yeah. Well, habits are hard to break, so I can keep using my old podcatchers to listen to people almost anonymized. You won't be able to tell it's me listening. I'm using Pocket Cast primarily. And I miss you all. Time to go back and spin my dial. Listen to some people. Catch up on the world. Like marketing insights from Barbara KB and Eileen Smith and tech from Avi and music from James Frischweiler and mad conversation from Diogo McLeod and Colin Flynn and John M. Craig. Missing all that stuff. Big gaps in my life. The major test will be, can I make it through the summer without reconnecting to some of that insanity? Yeah. Stay tuned for more.
And of course, the other big test, Mr. Bernie, is will you get this call in from me by my using Anchor version 2 on the iPad? So this is the version 2 of Anchor for the iPad. Because evidently version 3, you can do this, I guess, version 3 on the iPad. You can call people. Let's see if you get this notification. And let's see if you could post this call-in to me on your station. I bet it still works. I think this whole thing just still works in here. We could make this the Bernie, Barbara, and occasional person. How many people still come in here? There's this guy, Marcus Goodmans, poor guy. He's talking about some sort of MBA trades. He seems rather passionate about it. But he has no idea that I think I'm the only person listening. It looks like maybe you and Eli listen too. Should we tell him? I wonder.
Yes, Barbara. I got it. So you called version 2, using version 2 on the iPad. You called me. It ended up in my messages area of version 3. How about that? I did not see the call in version 2, though. Good to know. The facilities are sort of interconnected, so it's going to be harder for Anchor to get rid of version 2 than it was to get rid of version 1. That's good news. Thanks, Barbara. Now it's back to your regular scheduled listening.
Wait a minute. How is Barbara's version 2 stuff getting onto your version 3 stuff? And I had to laugh when she said, should we tell him that no one can hear him? Oh my gosh. It's so sad because I think version 3 too makes it possible to make really pretty episodes, podcasts, but no one's listening. I can't tell what's happening. Well, no, some people are listening, but Bernie, I hope you get over to version 3 completely soon. I don't know, tell me, what is it about version 2 that keeps you over there? Oh, there's probably a bunch of techie stuff that I don't understand. I do like the ability to manipulate the speed of the voices. That's not on version 3, is it? And echoes.
Maria, if you make a message, you call in on version 2, the person on version 2 sees your stuff on version 3. So if you only have version 2 and someone's calling into you, you have to have 3 to see their call in. That's the story. The good news is that because of the way that anchors hook these things together, version 2 probably won't go away because they've connected the call in technology and some kind of a shared service. I use 2 on my Android phone because, I want to be the last one there, maybe. No, I use it because it has a pause button and you can use background stuff on it. Easier, you know? I'm a creature of habits, and I've learned the version two habit. No matter what you say, though, it is hard for me to manage the website because I tend to delete what I've done. I'm making this episode right now, this little segment right now for this episode, and if I delete what I've just done right now, I delete everything that's over on the right-hand side of the screen that I've patched together. So, okay, it's time for me to leave this Babble Talk session and go listen. People enjoy me listening, don't they? If you want to catch up, Top Gold is who I am. Instagram, Flickr, Twitter, Facebook. Do it. You know you want to. I'm Bernie. I'm in Ireland. It's raining. That's good. Bye for now.